I mean, Jesus spoke Aramaic. The gospel that he received was in Aramaic. But there are tribes in Syria today that speak Aramaic.
He didn't speak English.
He didn't speak English. He didn't speak Latin, you know, from which, Greek, from which these things were translated. He spoke Aramaic. So where is his gospel? It's lost. Not known.
Was it now meant for a particular time, a particular people, and now we don't have it because some people would argue that, well, did God make a mistake now because this is supposed to be for all of us until today? So now how do we lose it now? Did God make a mistake, or was it meant to be saved?
Well, there's no mistake here, because of the fact that Jesus' message was for, as you said, a particular people in a particular place for a particular period of time. A prophet was going to come after him who would bring the final message, which would be for all people in all places at all times. So all of the earlier prophets, the scriptures were not guarded and preserved by God as he guarded and preserved the Quran. Not because they were not scripture. Yes, they're all scripture. In that sense, they're all equal. They're all the word of God conveyed to human beings. But the changes that took place by human hands to the earlier scriptures, God permitted, because those messages were not eternal messages. They were messages for particular people, particular places, particular times.
Yes.
So the final message, if it were to be the final message, it had to be preserved. And that's, again, evidence of its truthfulness and finality.
Do we still have the word of the Creator in what we have of the Bible today?
We have bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces?
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there. And these are affirmed in the Quran. There are many places which affirm texts from the Bible. But the totality of what's there is confusion.
For a long time, I thought that the Bible was inspired and inerrant, that there were no mistakes in the Bible. But as I engaged in historical research on the Bible, as I was getting my PhD in New Testament studies at Princeton Theological Seminary, I started finding mistakes in the Bible. And this cut away at my assumptions that the Bible was inerrant. And then I started questioning other parts of my faith. Is Jesus really divine? Is there really a Trinity?
Mm-hmm. It's confusion. But a person who reads it sincerely from beginning to end, he will be forced to accept the oneness of God, because that message is there. In spite of all the distortions and all the other things that are there, the oneness of God is there. All of the earlier prophets talking oneness of God. And Jesus affirming, when they asked him, what is the command, God's command, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God."
One God.
He's affirming the same thing that came before. So anybody who reads that says, okay, well, where did the Trinity thing come from?
Yeah.
It definitely is not in the text.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something people added. You know, what is the text now which is clear? Oneness of God is crystal clear. It's the Quran.
Now, if we take what is meant for a people at that time, and people saying the Son of God, because many people believe that Jesus was God, Son of God. There's a bunch of confusion here. They have to do a bunch of mental gymnastics to make it fit. But now if you take this, what's meant is it that he was a righteous, upright person close to God. But if you take this out and you take it now to, let's say, the Greeks who are worshiping demigods, semi-gods, this God, that God, can that be where a lot of the confusion came, where now they take what is meant for that time and is understood, and now you bring it over to another totally pagan society, and they're already worshiping man gods, and now we have what we have today, modern day man worship. Jesus is a son of God.
Well, definitely. I mean, this is one of the explanations of the process of what took place.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the message of Jesus was crystal clear.
Clear?
It had to be crystal clear, because if it's coming from God, the clarity is going to be there. And it remained clear, but what happened is that when it was taken out of the East, and it came now into the West, then these changes took place. Whether it was a question of interpreting or misinterpreting earlier texts, or really introducing ideas which were never in the original texts, mm-hmm. which I feel is probably more of that than actually misinterpretation. Because misinterpretation sort of implies that the message wasn't that clear. Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't believe that's the case. In fact, the message of Jesus was very clear. In fact, after Jesus left, as they thought he was killed or whatever, you know, but when Jesus went away, the one who came behind him, who became the head of the Jerusalem church, is none other than James, who's called in the Gospels the brother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And James, as the head of the Jerusalem church, taught that Jesus was a prophet of God. God was one. He was a Unitarian. He wasn't a Trinitarian. So wasn't that period of almost like 70 years after the time of Jesus, that was the main church. The Jerusalem church was a Unitarian church preaching the message of the one God, and that Jesus was a human being and a prophet of God who was sent to convey this message. But with the dispersion of the Jews, the breakup of the Temple of Solomon, Jews being dispersed from Jerusalem, and of course the Muslims, or we could say the Judeo-Christians of that time, who were those who truly followed Jesus, externally they wouldn't look any different from the regular Jews. So when they dispersed, everybody had to disperse. So the Jerusalem church, which was the main core center from which the teachings, the true teachings of Jesus were being taught, that was destroyed, and people had to flee. So when that was lost, then the center in Antioch, which was headed by Paul, mm-hmm. right? Paul now took over the movement, and he had already been doing it earlier, now he was given a full clear hand. James is assassinated, he has the full clear hand to change the message and preach the new religion, which he called Christianity.
Which obviously Jesus, his followers, they never taught.
Never taught, were opposed to, took Paul to task, called him to Jerusalem and questioned him, why are you doing this, why are you doing that? That's what's even recorded in the Gospels to today and the writings, the letters of Paul. Let's